Hey y'all, Ivory Sky here, and I want to do a video review of the Diamondback 29er Sport. Now they call it a 29er because it has the 29-inch wheels. This is how it came with these Wolverines. Don't know how well you can see it in the video, but these are WTB Wolverine 22. I'm sorry, 2.2. 29-inch wheels. So, really good for off-roading, obviously, because of the size. Really nice tires that come on this. The fork is an XCR SR Suntour version V3 2900 millimeter. So 100 millimeters of travel. Obviously on the top it's got your adjustments. The lockout, speed lockout right there. The shifters are they're nice. You see you got three on this side and eight over there, and obviously 8 times 3 is 24. The brakes are really nice. Shimano's. Disc brakes. The design of the bike itself is really nice for a somewhat entry-level mountain bike, and that's why I got it. I've gone through a road biking phase, but because of all the texting and driving, I don't feel safe on the road. So I wanted something, even if you're doing a trail, most of your walking trails, etc. They're not optimal for a road bike. So this bike right here, this 29er, gives me the versatility of being able to do dirt trails, go through the woods, wherever I want to go. Just a really good build quality for a somewhat entry-level bike. You can see here the pedals. It's got Wilgo pedals. They seem to be a fairly solid construction. I'm not a clipless fan, so I'll just keep basic pedals on here and probably add, well, I'll definitely add some toe clips. And then obviously you've got your water bottle mount right there, and another one here. You'd also put a pump on there if you wanted to, and that's what I'll do. I've got a pump on my road bike, and I'm going to move it over to this one. And this is a 22-inch extra large frame. So I'm 6'2" tall, and this is the size I needed. Looking back at the back here, just really nice. Obviously got your disc brake back there. And then the components, and yeah, they're not the high-end Shimano's, but they're proven to be reliable from what I've read. It's got the Shimano Acera, or maybe Acera, probably Acera. And then looking at the crank up here, you've got SR Suntour XCR6, SR Suntour PFF. I mean, like I said, these are somewhat for mountain bikes, these are somewhat lower tier components, but they seem to be, at least from a cosmetic perspective, everything seems to be really well made and well. Both from a structural perspective and then a design perspective. It looks really good. And something else is these small touches like this, the quick release on the seat adjustment. That's something that's handy because a lot of times you'll maybe want your seat up a little bit higher or lower. It's easy to do it without having to bust out a hex key, a hex wrench. So, I mean, it's got everything, and then obviously your quick releases on your rear wheel. And then also on your front wheel. So good package. I mean, if you're looking for an entry-level bike, like I said, riding on a trail, riding on a dirt trail, riding down the street, wherever, this one's hard to beat. And there's a lot of advantages The previous mountain bike that I owned was a full suspension, and there's a lot of advantages to having a bike like this, where you only have suspension fork on the front. It's just a more comfortable ride. If you're like me and you're wanting to go out and get a workout and be able to ride wherever you want to go, this is something that would be an excellent bicycle for a myriad of riders. And it's something, when I started riding mountain bikes, the first bike that I had was a front suspension. It was actually a different brand. It was Specialized, and that was one of the easiest riding bikes. Something else that's good about mountain bikes as opposed to road bikes is the amount of not just cardio workout that you get, but also the strength training. Because when you're riding off-road, when you're riding on complicated terrain, it can really help to develop your leg muscles, and that's an added benefit of riding a mountain bike versus a road bike. And it's easier on a mountain bike such as this to get a more intense workout that's shorter duration, because a road bike, you're going to be on a smooth surface, and you're going to have to ride a lot longer to really see the results. Whereas with a mountain bike, you can hit a somewhat vertical trail and just really pound your leg muscles and get your heart rate going and really enjoy those health benefits. So yeah, I couldn't be happier, and obviously, as I always do on Iron Skies Adventure Channel, I will post follow-up videos. This is just the out-of-the-box review. Got it out of the box, got it put together. You can check this video's description for a link to where you can find more pictures that I've created of this bike, as well as an online order link for this bike. So thanks for watching. Share this video with others. Subscribe if you haven't already. It's at youtube.com/IricsGuy. And y'all have a good day. Oh, and this is something else I missed. It says overdrive butted 6061 T6 aluminum. So it's seems to be made of some really cool components. Cool metals, rather. Thanks for watching. Y'all have a good day.